The Trump administration said today that it will end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, which has shielded about 800,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children from deportation. President Obama created DACA through executive action in 2012. Earlier today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Trump administration is taking those protections away from so-called Dreamers.
This does not mean they are bad people or that our nation disrespects or demeans them in any way. It means we are properly enforcing our laws as Congress has passed them. It is with these principles and duties in mind, and in light of imminent litigation, that we reviewed the Obama administration's DACA policy.
Joining us now by Skype is Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today. He's in Miami. Hi, Alan.
How you doing, Jeremy?
Doing well. And we knew this announcement was coming about DACA, but were there any surprises there for you in today's announcement?
I mean, we've known this was coming for weeks, if not months, that something was going to happen. The big question was always whether President Trump was going to just shut it off entirely and all the DACA protections would be eliminated immediately, or whether he would allow this kind of phase out. And so that's what we got, this slow, gradual. It won't be until March 6th is theoretically the first time a DACA recipient could lose their status completely, and then they'll slowly be phased out over the next 2.5 years.
And what does that mean for DACA recipients? If they're hearing this today, what's their future?
Well, yeah, it sounds, nice, orderly phase out, is I think how Attorney General Sessions put it at one point today. But for the nearly 800,000 people who have this, I can tell you there's nothing orderly or calm about this. All of them are basically on the clock right now, and all of them have to start making decisions almost immediately about what they're going to do with their jobs, with whether they're in universities. A lot of them, think about this. Every employer now has to make a decision. Okay, I have this DACA employee that's working for me. Can I keep them past that date? They will become an undocumented immigrant, and federal government will know very well what their status is because they have all their information. So they have to start making decisions about their jobs. The ones who are going to school, while most states in the country allow for undocumented immigrants of all kinds to attend any state university, there are tons of scholarships, work opportunities for them at these universities that's helping them pay for it. A lot of them have side jobs. So when you bring all that together, there's just so many things that they're going to have to decide in the very near future, even if their term doesn't expire for a year or two.
And President Trump has pushed Congress to act on this issue. Is it likely that there's support in Congress for doing something about DACA? Because they haven't been ready to do that in the past.
They haven't been able to do that for 16 years,
right,
which is when DACA was, when the Dream Act was first introduced in Congress. And, it was just a few years ago that they got really close. Back in 2010, the House passed a version of the Dream Act, and it fell just a few votes shy in the Senate. But if it's been 16 years and they haven't been able to get it together, I just find it very hard to believe that this Congress, in this political environment, is going to be able to come up with what Sessions refers to as amnesty, and what a lot of the hardcore Republicans and immigration hardliners in Congress believe to be amnesty. They're going to be hearing a lot about these dreamers as they lose their protections. There's going to be a lot of advocacy. They're going to be hearing. There's going to be a lot of marches, a lot of protests, a lot of rallies. A couple of hunger strikes have already started today, so it'll be incredibly visible, and there'll be a lot of pressure on them. But there's been a lot of pressure on them in the past to pass the Dream Act. So I just don't see any calculus where all of a sudden now things are going to, line up and they're suddenly going to pass something.
So what happens to Dreamers, given what you were saying earlier about their job status and their university status or whatever they might be doing? Do you expect a lot of them to just now go into hiding, or what do you think?
That's what they're going to have to do. We were on a call this morning with Department of Homeland Security officials who made very clear that they have priorities and they have people that they're focusing their immigration efforts on. Those are, people who've committed felonies, who pose a threat to national security, the big ones like that. But as we've seen from this administration, every single month that the president has been in office, the percentage of undocumented immigrants arrested without a criminal record has increased each month.
Hmm.
And so all of these, and so all that to say that all these DACA recipients see that and are aware that just because they had DACA at some point is not going to give them any sort of pass in the eyes of an ICE agent that they encounter on the street. So, yeah, for them, they basically have to go back to life as it was before, living in the shadows, trying to find work when you don't have work authorization, and just trying to avoid when you see an ICE agent coming through your neighborhood.
That's Alan Gomez, who is immigration reporter for USA Today. Alan, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.